man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Hey, folks, welcome to the show. This is Kelso here, just sitting down to the microphone in my lavish studio here in North Dakota, the least visited state in California. I mean, in the United States. I grew up in California. Sorry, got California on the brain. Oh, I miss that surf. Anyway, wow, I'll tell you where I wish I were right now, and that is in Macon, Georgia, because that's where the president is within seconds, really, maybe a couple minutes of walking onto the stage and taking the podium. My gosh, let's see here. Let me just see how it's going. Let me see. Okay, I'm watching here, and he should be there any second. They're doing something weird here with the feed that I'm getting, but his, there it is. There's Air Force One, and there is the podium, and everybody's straining, craning their necks to see whether the president has come around the corner yet from behind the curtain. And we will, so we're going to have a real treat here. We have a two-hour show today, which means we've got a lot of time. And a chance for you to call in. I got the caller board up here. The engineer is in his flight suit and in the cockpit there at Round Rock, Texas, where the Republic Broadcasting Network is based. So when you call in at 800-313-9443, you'll be talking to an engineer in Round Rock, Texas. He will connect me to you via the magic of the internet, and you'll be able to go on the air. So what we'll do is we'll talk about, talk about an exciting time here. Tuesday's the election. We've got today's show, tomorrow's show, and then whammo. we shoot for the moon Tuesday. So that'll be a heck of a show. Our show Tuesday will be right at the moment that significant election returns actually start to come in. So we may know at the end of our show on Tuesday how things are turning out. We may know that Republicans have held the House, or we may know that the Republicans are headed towards losing the House. I'm sure we're going to know. On Tuesday, we'll just find out how good it is as to how many seats Republicans gained in the Senate. Got our audio back? Okay, so we lost audio there momentarily, and we're back. I'll tell you what I've been doing. There he is, Donald Trump, just came out from behind the curtain, right here, right now. Holy mackerel, there he is in Macon, Georgia. He's at, let's see what facility he's in Macon, Georgia. We'll check it out right now. The facility there is in Macon, Georgia. It is the Middle Georgia Regional Airport. So he's doing a hangar event. And all these thousands of people I see are in the North Hangar at the airport in Macon, Georgia, Regional Airport. Now let's see if we can get some audio from Donald Trump. Let's go here. All right, no audio yet. It's Donald Trump walking up to the podium. There he is, mounting the stairs. He's at the podium now, just watching the crowd. Women for Trump signs everywhere. Trump Pence signs everywhere. Make America great again. Drain the swamp signs. Kemp for governor. Oh my gosh, there in Georgia. One of the reasons Donald Trump is there today is to support the Republican candidate against a lunatic Democrat candidate who is, I mean, a self-proclaimed democratic socialist, communist, radical. And I'll tell you, if the people of Georgia elect that woman rather than her opponent, oh boy, that's cause for great alarm. And this is from a number of these election results. We will derive that either great comfort, alarm from whether our voters of America, well, it's going to be a good look at how much brain power is there among the American electorate. Here he is. Here he comes. He's at the mic. And we have to wait for him to speak before they turn the music off. And so we'll just wait for another second. But there's a similar election in Florida. And Donald Trump will be going down to Florida again to support Ron DeSantis against for governor against Andrew Gillum, who's also a communist and a criminal. And if the people of Florida pick Gillum over DeSantis, who's a great patriot, a member of the Freedom Caucus in the House of Representatives, boy, is that scary. There's Air Force One sitting outside the hangar, and there is a humongous, now the camera is turning to the crowd outside the hangar. There are people, there are people way out on the runway who, but they're I can tell you, they're happy to be there.
I wish the media was back about 200 yards so that all those people behind them could see.
Yeah, the media is in the way of people outside seeing into the hangar.
And we have 15,000 people in a different location. I think Brian's going to do very well. Going to do very well.
Wow, he's got a second location.
I'm thrilled to be back in this great state that, by the way, we won very easily in 16. With thousands of hardworking and wonderful American patriots, and that's what you are. In just 2 days, the people of Georgia are going to elect Brian Kemp as your next governor to protect your jobs, defend your borders, fight for your values, and continue to make America great again. This is one of the most important elections of our lifetime. This is a very important election. I wouldn't say it's as important as 16, but it's right up there. It's right up there. It really is. It's become so incredible. And there is electricity in the air like I haven't seen since the 16 big victory that we all had together. Incredible electricity. And in fact, speaking of that, could I ask, look at this, like the Academy Awards, look at how many cameras. Could I ask you to turn around and shoot? They don't have to do this with other celebrities when they come here who don't have very big crowds. Look at the people back there. Shoot it. You got to shoot it. Turn around. Turn around. Turn the cameras around. They never turn them around, folks.
They never turn them around.
Ooh. They never turn them around.
I mean, these are commie rats.
This crowd goes way, way, way back into the field. This is incredible. This is incredible. And I really wish the fake news media would show the crowds because they don't do them.
That's an important
They
fact.
Always go, Donald Trump gave a speech today in front of a nice crowd. There have never been crowds like this, just so you understand, in the history of politics. You've never had crowds like this True. For midterm elections. There's never been crowds like this. But you know, all the people, a lot of them watching on television, they get great ratings. At least this speech does. I can't say about the other ones because they don't get great ratings. But you know what? They get it because they hear the noise. You can't duplicate when you have 20, 25, 30,000 people. You can't duplicate that sound with 500 people like you're showing up to other rallies.
Wow.
You know, for 2 years, we've had big crowds from the beginning, right? And by the way, you remember, we never left. And it's we, not me. It's we. We're part. We're all the same. We never left center stage. You know what that means, right? We were always in first place. And then we went against Crooked Hillary, and we did very well there also. But we never left center stage.
Wow. Lock her up. Lock her up. This crowd is huge, folks. I'll talk about it in a moment.
What a group. What a group.
Oh, we got an interruption in the signal there.
You're great people. You're great people. I want to tell you. You built this country, folks. You built this country. You're great people. But we never did. We never left center stage. Every debate, I was right in the middle. That meant you always had the highest number. You always had the highest number. You were always in. And I always insisted on having an odd number in the debate. You know why? Because I wanted to be center. I didn't want to be two people center. Right? Does that make sense? It makes sense. And during our rallies, we always had these massive, the biggest they've ever seen. And I always used to say, turn the camera around, show. They never did because they're fake news. They don't want to show. And I'd always say, turn the camera around. And I'll never forget. I went through four or five, and they just wouldn't show these massive crowds from the beginning, right? Right from the beginning. 3 years ago, right from the beginning. And then what happened? Is there were some protesters in one rally, like two people that live in a basement of their parents' house. And I thought the camera was very new and you couldn't change them. You know, they're very rigid. They're steel stuff and you couldn't change them. You couldn't turn them. And then we had a little protest in the back corner, which was impossible for a camera to see. And those cameras, they looked like pretzels the way they turned. When they saw trouble, they were able to turn, but that's the way the press treats us. And I hope you show the real crowd that's here today. And I hope you show. And I hope you show the thousands of people that are another part of the airport watching this on television. Thousands and thousands of additional people. They'll say, President Trump and former President Obama had wonderful crowds. Let's sort of. But this election will decide whether we build on this extraordinary prosperity that we've created. Did you see the numbers on Friday? Did you see the Or whether we let the radical Democrats take a giant wrecking ball to our economy and to our future. America now has the best economy in the history of our country. And it can be destroyed very quickly. That's why you have to get to the polls. In the last month alone, we added 250,000 jobs, and that is despite the hurricane, which also hit a chunk of Georgia. Those Georgia farmers, I met with them. I was with Sonny Perdue, our great agricultural secretary, and I met with a lot of the farmers, and these are great people.
I'm going to turn it down just a little bit here, just in case you're just tuning in. This is the Trump Phenomenon radio show. We're on for 2 hours today at RBN, and that was Donald Trump live from Macon, Georgia, the regional airport there. And let me just paint the picture, since you can't see. I hope you're not seeing anything in your speakers. The crowd, he has a huge hangar packed like sardines. But then spilling out of that hangar, as far as you can see, is an ocean of people out on the tarmac of the airport. And the people at the back of that group, I don't know if they can hear anything or see anything, but they're just part of a roaring mass of patriots in the little town of Macon, Georgia. Well, I don't know how little it is, but I mean, and as Trump said, there have never been crowds like this ever in any presidential race or any activity anywhere. And he's going to do two of these today. He flies from Macon to Chattanooga, Tennessee, where he'll guaranteed. He'll have enough. He doesn't have to wonder, will there be a limitless sea of people? We know there will be.
It or what? And we're helping them all. We're helping our farmers a lot.
So I'll turn it down just a little bit more. So what we'll do in this 2 hours, I'll take your calls. Boy, if you've been to one of these rallies, I really would love it if you have been to a Trump rally and you can tell others what it's like. Because it's not like anything else any of us have ever done in our lives. It's not hyperbole to talk about it that way. And they just keep getting better. Like this feed that I'm looking at, there are 42,000 people watching this video feed that I'm on. This is Right Side Broadcasting. And they are the only network that turns their camera around so you can see the crowd. And as Donald Trump was pointing out earlier, never have the networks, ABC, NBC, CNN, CBS, MSNBC, never, I don't even know if one time, have those networks turned their cameras around to show the magnitude or panned their cameras, their $250,000, $500,000 cameras that have absolutely incredible swivel mounts on them. They've never swiveled their cameras. They don't want you Americans to see, or the world to see, how popular, how enthusiastic the Trump phenomenon is. They dread that. So the view that they show is about 20, 30 people behind the president. They only show them, because if they didn't show them, they'd have to cut out the president too. And it would just look too laughable if they actually zoomed in on his face as if there were no one behind him. That would be so laughable that they can't get away with that. But if they could get away with it, they'd do it. Here he is.
For Georgia families, and we will soon follow it up with another 10% tax cut.
All right. So there's great initiatives.
You know that. Here in Georgia, the great news just keeps rolling in. Jobs are going up.
Now, we'll run into this with apologies. I actually don't know for sure the cause of this. There are brief interruptions in the audio in the stream on YouTube here. I have a very powerful connection, very powerful computer. I kind of think that YouTube is choking the signal. They are interfering with Patriot Broadcasting. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When this war is over, it will be a better day. When this war is over, it will be a better day. But it won't bring back.
In Macon, Georgia, at the airport, with a huge crowd, tens of thousands of people listening to what you're about to hear live.
But think in terms of Justice Kavanaugh. Think if he didn't get the appointment based on this woman's false accusations. Think of it. Think of it. Just think of it. How horrible that was. I think this was number four. And by the way, what about the other ones? How about the other ones, folks? This was number four. Oh, you'll see others now. But how about the other ones? But listen to this. So supposing this was the final straw and the Democrats who were so bad, who were so disrespectful, who were so horrible, right? How about the leak? How about Dianne Feinstein with the leak? I don't know about the leak. Remember? Remember when she went? No, I don't know. Did we leak? John Cornyn asked the question. He answered, boom. Did you leak? No, let me check. No, we didn't leak. We didn't leak. I always say that may be the worst body language I've ever seen in my life, right? She leaked. In other words, she leaked. But it was terrible the way he got treated. And now this woman comes forward, says, I never met him, and it was a false story, false statements. I lied. She said, I lied. And he could have lost a judgeship on a story that was made up. And the way the Democrats treated him and us, you got to get to the polls on Tuesday and you got to vote.
Absolutely.
The contrast in this election could not be more clear. Republicans produce jobs. Democrats produce mobs. You've heard that.
Little pause here in the transmission. These tend to be fairly short.
You've seen it. You've seen it. You've seen it. Antifa. They take the helmet off.
There are 43,000 people watching this stream right now. And YouTube can throttle it. They can choke these things very. It's a child's play for them to choke. And what they're doing.
And they take the armbands and you see these little arms. These little arms. And then they see the clubs in their hands. You know, they're tough guys, right? Where are the bikers for Trump? Where are the police? Where are the military? Where are the ICE?
Yeah, you know, it just, I'm led to believe that YouTube is messing
the Border Patrol?
With Patriot no. Broadcasting.
No. We've taken a lot. We've taken a lot, folks. But you see these guys, you take off their helmet.
I mean, this is bad. And they're deleting. We know they're deleting. There are plenty of YouTube channels they have actually deleted, Patriot channels. So this is, wow, this is a big part of the war, is the war over information flow, over communication channels.
If the radical resistance, and that's what they are, radical resistance, takes power, they will move immediately to reverse America's progress and to eradicate all of the gains that we've made. The Democrat Party wants to raise.
Thanks for your patience, folks, in putting up with this from YouTube.
Immediately, job-killing regulations. They want to take away and destroy your health care because that's what.
Now I'm going to mute this channel, and I'm go to another channel that may not be getting the heavy interference. Let's try this. I'll refresh another channel, which may be a feed off of lamestream media, and they might not be interfering with that. Let's just see how that goes. Here we go. Let's see how that, what we're going to get with this. There we go.
Vince Dooley. Vince, come up here, coach.
Bringing the coach up to the podium. Like that. With more Donald Trump live from Macon, Georgia.
Stay President tuned. Trump, thanks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel: great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer: it works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
The man you heard at the podium just before we left was Vince Dooley, the 25-year coach of the Georgia Bulldogs, 86 years old now, with his strong endorsement of Donald Trump. And he said Herschel Walker. You can expect an endorsement from Herschel Walker shortly. But the immortal Vince Dooley of the Georgia Bulldogs coached in 20 bowl games, one of the great coaches of all time. Let's go back to Donald Trump.
Let's go out and vote. I've heard before how well people are doing. And then, you know, people say, oh, we don't have to. You're doing so well. And then bad things happen. Go out and vote. Thank you, buddy. Thank you, buddy. A terrific guy, all of them. These people helped us so much with tax cuts and regulation cuts. Congressman Drew Ferguson. Drew. Thanks, Drew. Great job, Drew. Austin Scott. Thanks, Austin.
Republican congressman.
He's got the Make Farmers Great Again hat. He's got the green hat. That's called Make Farmers Great Again. That's what we've done with our new deals with Canada, with South Korea, with Mexico. Remember, they said we wouldn't get them done. We got them done, and they understood. If we didn't get them done, we were just going to have to tariff all their product coming in. So we got them done. And they were great. Jody Heiss. Jody.
More congressmen and congresswomen. Let me try muting this, and I'm just searching for a better signal for you folks. Let's see how we're doing over here. Let's refresh this one. I want to get you the best audio I can, and I got to wade through what looks like interference from YouTube, obstruction.
Rick, thanks, Rick. And Tom Graves, great people. Thank you, Tom. Thank you. You have great people. If you don't want to be saying Speaker Pelosi for the next 2 years,
ouch,
get out and vote. And I will tell you, you don't hear this thing too much about the blue wave anymore. Do you notice? You know, about a month ago, 2 months ago, I was hearing about this horrendous blue wave. It's going to sweep us all out. It's going to be terrible. I haven't heard the term blue wave, but you better get out and vote. Otherwise, I'm going to look very bad with this statement. Huh? This Tuesday, the people of Georgia are going to head to the polls to choose your next governor. And I think most of you know how important that decision will be. Brian Kemp is an incredible fighter and a tireless champion for the people and for the values of Georgia. And he was with me right from the beginning. I read an article. They said he was with Trump from the moment he saw Donald Trump and Melania come down the escalator in Trump Tower. That's when he was with. I like those people. He will keep your jobs and wages rising, which is what's happening. He will provide great schools and health care for your loved ones. And he will keep your family safe. So important. Brian will always stand behind our military, and he has. He will stand behind our vets. More importantly, he loves our vets. He's talked to...
A little lag there. Probably generated by you.
He talks to me about the vets.
That's all right. We'll put up with it. We're doing it again.
He talks to me about the vets a lot. Sometimes I say, Brian, we got to talk about another subject. Please, Brian. And we got Veterans Choice passed, by the way.
Got some more of it.
He's always behind our police and our law enforcement, and he will never let anything bad happen to our Second Amendment, which, believe me, is under siege. Our Second Amendment. Our Second Amendment. If Stacey Abrams gets in, your Second Amendment is gone. Stacey and her friends will get rid of it. You wouldn't mind somebody comes knocking at you, please, like you have your guns turned over to government. Take your guns away. Please give us all guns right now. Brian's opponent, Stacey Abrams, is one of the most extreme far-left politicians in the entire country. You know that. She wants to raise your income tax very substantially. She wants to raise your property tax very substantially, right through the roof. She supports a socialist takeover of health care, which means you will never be able to see your...
Hitting this again, the woman that Donald Trump's talking about, candidate for governor Stacey Abrams, Democrat, and as he says, an extreme left wing radical Democrat loon, against a great Republican candidate, Brian Kemp, who supported Donald Trump as we did on this show from the time he came down the escalator with Melania. Soon as we heard what Donald Trump said at the bottom of that escalator, boy, we were on board. Donald Trump enunciated what we patriots have been hoping against hope. a candidate for president would say. And the remarkable thing about what we're experiencing right now, folks, is this. Remember back then, Donald Trump was a great speaker enunciating great ideas. But he had not yet spent one day seated in the Oval Office. He had not yet written or signed anything. They were wonderful ideas spoken beautifully. And he won with us on that. Now, 2 years later, 2+ years later, from that period of campaigning, Donald Trump has done. This is the emphasis I want to make here. He has done, finished, completed, delivered more accomplishment to us, the patriot population, than any president in history in their entire terms, no matter how many years. In 2 years, he's done more. So he's running now, not on words, but on deeds. So this is why this midterm election is so incredibly important. America is being asked, here's a man who's not promising to cut your taxes. He did it some time ago. He's not promising to secure our borders. He's been doing it for 2 years. He's not promising to unleash the American economy from the shackles of Democrat destruction of our economy. He's done it for 2 years. You're in the biggest boom in the most prosperous American economy ever. All of that coming out of the black gloom of the Obama administration. Let's go back to the president.
And she brought Oprah here to help her. And you know, Oprah was a friend of mine until I ran for office. Once I ran for office, we diverged slightly. In fact, you know what? Yeah, I think the media will check this. Look at all those cameras. That's terrible.
He's talking about Oprah Winfrey, who did a whole show supporting Stacey Abrams. All these Hollywood airheads, all these Hollywood radicals, communists, like Oprah Winfrey, are coming out, pulling out all the stops to try to stop Trump.
It's a major headline. A little bit of a mispronunciation of a word. It's front page news all over the world. You know what? You know what? The bottom line, just don't make any mistakes.
Oh, man. The whole crowd's turning to CNN. CNN sucks.
But anyway, so Oprah.
Wow.
And Oprah's been down to Mar-a-Lago. And honestly, we did. Until I ran for office, we did very well. We had a good relationship. And I like Oprah. But you know what you don't know? Oprah, when she ended her show, had her five most important people, I assume, her last week. Remember the last week? Well, I was on her full show on the last week. I think they're trying to burn the tape. Are they trying to burn the tape? But Oprah was here to endorse Stacey, and I'm here to endorse Brian. And you know what? I hope you're going to listen to my endorsement. Stacey Abrams will make your schools and neighborhoods unsafe, and she will make your jobs disappear like magic. You know the magic wand that President Obama said? You'll never get your manufacturing jobs back. You need a
magic wand. I have to finish it for him.
The magic wand. Well, we did. But all of these.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, this is very, very serious, folks. When the masters of the universe, that's Google, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, which is owned by Google, when the masters of the universe cut off our channels of communication. This is really serious because it's on the internet that we finally found a way to speak and to be heard and to communicate with each other. The internet has been our salvation. Without the internet, would there have been a Donald Trump? Probably not. So the masters of the universe are now cutting things off. Like what they're doing right here, you know, thank you out there, our audience. You know, you're willing to, just like these Trump audiences, you're willing to stand in the rain, in the cold, overnight. This crowd at Macon Regional Airport started forming yesterday morning. They stayed there all day yesterday, all through the night. It's November now. It's not summer. All day today, and most of them are far away from the president. Some of them probably not even able to park on the airport, not even within sight of the event. So thank you for that kind of patience. Let me, let's see, what can I do here? And let me tell you this also, you know, I've been doing these, covering these Trump events for 3 years now. This is new. A Trump event being constantly interrupted with a signal breaking off constantly. Okay. Yeah. Okay, I see that. Yeah, see that? Use the gear. Click the gear. Okay, the engineer's giving me a tip here on possibly a way to get around what's going on here. Lower the quality, okay. Let me lower the quality of this picture and see what happens. Let's see what that does. And here we go.
Federal, state, local response to our brothers and sisters in need. Thank you very much. As you know, my opponent doesn't think a whole lot about farmers and people that work in hospitality, but you sure do. We also want to thank you for the tax cuts. Because of that,
this is the man that Trump is endorsing.
Because of that, with the leadership of Governor Deal, taxes were cut in Georgia last year. And with your help, I'm going to do it again next year.
Another example.
We also appreciate you taking a chainsaw to government regulations at the federal level. Because of that, we are having record unemployment, record job growth. And I want to thank you for your huge endorsement in the primary. It made a big difference, as you remember.
Now, folks, I can tell you right here, I've lowered.
Thank you all for supporting. I want to thank you all for supporting our president. And I want to thank our president for standing up and fighting for our country and fighting for hardworking Georgians. But as you.
Lowered the quality even more.
But as you all know, many times the states are the laboratories of democracy. And the president need some help at the state level from time to time. So I want to encourage you all to get out and vote on Tuesday, to talk to your friends, talk to your neighbors, get the vote out. We will go to work as Georgia Republicans like we've done over the last 16 years under Governor Sonny Perdue's leadership and Governor Nathan Steele's leadership. And we'll work hard with this president to continue to make America great again. Thank you.
Brian Kemp, Republican, Trump supporter, governor, the governor of Georgia.
But it is true. I've been working for getting great senators elected. Been working with David and everybody else, but we're going for the senators.
We'll be right back.
We do whatever we can for the congressmen and women, and we've done that.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong.
Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Everybody look what's going, down. This is a Trump phenomenon. Nearing the end of the first hour here, we're covering Donald Trump live in Macon, Georgia. And the only boy, thank you for your forbearance in I've taken my video quality down to 140p, which is like just terrible, almost no video. And still they're interrupting the audio at YouTube. And they're doing this on I've tried different channels. They're doing different channels. I think it's all out war against Donald Trump at YouTube. We know it's that way at Netflix. We know it's that way at Google, which owns YouTube. It's that way at Twitter. So get ready, folks. It's only getting worse in terms of the intensity of the war against us patriots. Let's try to get the signal from our president.
In danger, every American community, and you see that. You see what's going on. Nearly 100% of the heroin in the United States enters through the southern border, along with roughly 90% of cocaine, the majority of meth, and a substantial portion of the ultra-lethal fentanyl killing our youth. These drugs have destroyed hundreds of thousands of lives last year and killed last year alone 70,000.
Boy, cut off right in the middle of his words. Must have been 70,000 people killed.
1,000 Americans, and they don't want to toughen up the immigration laws. I think they're going to do very poorly at the ballot box, but I may be wrong.
This is a test of our common
And they
sense.
Want to get rid of ICE. Elizabeth Warren wants to get rid of... I can't call her Pocahontas anymore because she has no Indian blood. It's a problem. She has no Indian blood. I have more than she has, and I have none. And I said that a long time ago before she brilliantly sent out the test results. That was not a good...
I'll tell you, Donald Trump being constantly interrupted is better than anything else. Even if they chop him up like salami, he's better than anything else.
North Korea, China.
We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.